All right, so before we leave the sugya, I just wanted to go over quickly the shita of the Ravid. The Ravid has a very unusual shita here. It's in the middle of the Osei. And first stop of the riff. So he says like this. Hold on. So he's bothered. He says the way it should come out, right? According to Rav Nachman, there should be that there's a muktzah on Yom Tov, but not on Shabbos. Hold on. He says, Miu Rav Achazal Ubala Lochos, Lo Hishkichu Bid Rav Nachman Dehocha Vehocha. You see the third line from the bottom. The hacha v'hacha ain muksnik Rabbi Shimon. So he says that Rav Acha and the Baal Halachos didn't pay attention to Rav Nachman, and they said there's no muktzah here or here. V'hach pluksa dafilu hai b'muksim kibakua. V'hanach pluksa dafilu hai b'muktzah kibekua eitzim k'shchitas tanegolas v'asokas shivrei kelim v'adom lehem kvar nimtu b'avloi. What is it?
Skavos
has a pronounced shita. Okay, anyways, it's like this. So he's trying to figure out the shita. So he says, let's just skip over here. He says, Ela haderach yosher be'enai. Second line from the top. Shelo lihatmiya al divrei Rav Nachman, kemoshe afarish. So here's the proper way, so you're not astounded by Rav Nachman, like I will explain. V'tchila omar shelo haya shelo tei savor de beis hillel of Rabbi Shimon islehu hocha lekula v'hocha lechomer. Don't think like the Ramban explained. Don't think that Rabbi the beis hillel and Rabbi Shimon themselves held chumra and lakula in different cases. Demand the shari b'tervayu. Rabbi Shimon is matir completely in both Shabbos and Yom Tov, right? Uman the aser b'tervayu, and the one who says it's muksa is aser. It's aser in Shabbos and Yom Tov. V'lishnu the gemara hachim muchach. That's it muchach from the gemara itself. The halo akshe lebeis hillel. Hocha islehu muktza v'hocha leislehu muktza. The Gemara never asks on Beis Hillel themselves, how come they hold muktza here and not muktza there? Ela akshe le Rebbe. The question is on Rebbe, not on Beis Hillel. The stam asnisen hechi mazki shtara le beitrei. The question of the Gemara is on Rebbe. How could he make one shtar that's mezaka two people? Right, I mean, it's contradictory, but the question was not on Beis Hillel themselves. So you see, the Gemara definitely held that Beis Hillel was consistent on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and Rabbi Shimon is also consistent on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The question was on Rebbe. How did he combine two shitas that are contradictory? Vishani lay in vaday le Beis Hillel leislehu mukta klal. Rabbi Shimon. And the Gemara's answer is, you're right. Really, Beis Hillel themselves didn't hold for muktzah at all. Ela Rebbe hi. It was really Rebbe who did this. Uboi l'stume l'milsei v'lo l'farsem. B'yom tov. Ki hechi d'lo l'zalzli ba. And what's his answer? He's saying, it's a very strange arrival. He says, that Rebbe, you're right, Beis Hillel really holds no muktzah on Shabbos or Yom Tov. But Rebbe taught it as a stam, right? And he didn't publicize this. He didn't publicize that on Yom Tov there's no muktzah, in order that people are not mezalzel in it. V'ruba d'alma lo chazu, v'ruba d'alma ki chazu masnisen hocha l'chumra. So most people, he's saying, when they open up the Gemara in Beitza and they read that you can't have the egg, they're going to say, okay, we have to be machmir on muktzah on Yom Tov. V'i chazu gabi Shabbos l'kula. And if they see that by Shabbos it says l'kula, right? Lo nofik minei churba. Nothing bad will happen. Miu man de baki ba'alochala maisa, ovid hocha v'hochala kula. But if someone has a real baki, he'll see that since Rebbe said by Shabbos, there's no muktzah, he'll know that really there's no muktzah. And he won't keep muktzah on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Umimi shehu baki ein churba yotzah. And for that guy who's such a baki in learning, there's nothing to worry about. Nothing bad is going to happen. Shehu yodea ikar. V'yodea shelo nistam b'yom tov l'hachmir el l'shein b'kiyin. Because he'll know that the only reason Rebbe hid this information is for the ein baki. Zeh haderech nirali b'divrei Rav Nachman v'roi l'smoch alav. So the Ravid is saying that what? That Rebbe didn't take a psak, didn't make a new psak. That we hold like Beis Hillel on Yom Tov and not on Shabbos. He said, really, Rebbe held like Beis Hillel across the board. But he was worried to publicize this. Because he knew that people, if they're going to be mezalzel on Yom Tov, if they're not Talmidei Chachamim, and they know that there really is no muktzah, they're going to be mezalzel on Yom Tov. So by Yom Tov, he left it, he made it that Beis Hillel says there's muktzah. So that a guy who's not an expert will say there's muktzah. He'll say there's muktzah, so it's not a big deal. Won't be a big deal. I mean, it'll protect him. But if a guy's really a bucky and he says, wait a second, over here, Rebbe says no muktzah, so that must be the real din. So he won't have to keep muktzah on Shabbos or Yom Tov.
If Bikim could understand this, why the
rabbi
need to explain it?
One second. Now he says, but the Beitza is going to be usher for a different reason. That's separate. That's all the other reasons in the Gemara. Now look at the very last thing. He says, the Karovani Lomar, the last line, She'im boli shoel mora. So if someone comes to ask a Shaila, now, what if the guy himself is not a Bucky, but he comes to ask a Shaila? Yorah b'yom tov l'hachmir b'shabbos l'akil. He should still paskin for the guy the way that Rebbe ordered the Mishnayosin. Kedivrei Rav Nachman. Chutz mei beitza kedamrim. Yeah. So he says, u'mechlal, just one line up, I'm sorry. Mechlal divareinu ela ein machlokus bedivrei harav zal ki misha eino baki bohra osa maisa mitoch mishnoso noeg b'mukza b'yom tov shein ilachim b'shabbos halach kedivrei rav. But I mean, it's an astounding ravid. It's an astounding ravid. He's saying that Rebbe was aware that some people would try to paskin straight from the Mishnah, but they're not really people who are. But they're not going to be people who are really roy to paskin. They're not really Bikiyim, but they'll look in the Mishnah, and they'll remember, they learned the Mishnah in Beitza. So he had to put the Mishnah, he had to make the Mishnah that way, so that people who are relying on the Mishnah will not be Mezalzel and Yom Tov. But if a guy's really, but Rav Nachman was saying that the real Bikiyim would know that was only for the people who there's a Chashash, they're going to be Mezalzel. But a real Baki is not a Chashash, he's going to be Mezalzel, and he can go by the Ikar Adin. So that so he's saying that Rebbe hid the true halacha from those who were not who he was afraid would be mezalzel in it. It's like halacha vein morgen. Halacha vein morgen sometimes the Gemara says.